You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
In the decade of the 2020s, even the great cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul were not spared the woes of contemporary life. And at times of fear and confusion, the job of entertaining the public was the responsibility of MyTalk 107.1, a great metropolitan radio station whose reputation for laughter and giving back to the community had become a symbol of hope for the Twin Cities.
MyTalk 107.1 presents Jason Matheson, Alexis Thompson, Holly Roberts. Jason and Alexis in the morning with Holly Roberts.
Good morning and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the morning. Live on MyTalk 107.1 and live streaming on a device near you. I'm Jason Matheson, and joining me every single day when she's not threatening to leave me to go to school for 10 years and become a dentist, ladies and gentlemen, Alexis Thompson.
Oh, the hygienist, that's where it's at. Mm-hmm. They're doing the great work. Well, they all are. But yes, maybe, you never know. Good morning, Fluffy.
Good morning, Bunny.
Good morning, Holly Roberts.
Good morning.
And good morning to all of you. It is Thursday, March 30th, 2023. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the day. Welcome to Grass is Always Browner on the Other Side of the Fence Day. Mm. Welcome to National Doctors Day. Welcome to National I Am in Control Day. Welcome to National Virtual Vacation Day. Welcome to Pencil Day. Welcome to Take a Walk in the Park Day. Welcome to World Bipolar Awareness Day. Welcome to Turkey Neck Soup. Yeah, we'll get some turkey neck soup. Yeah. Feel our necks.
Just checking
to see. You know, 48 is having taken its toll. And welcome to all of you. Hey, girl, hey.
Hey, girl, hey.
Let's start the show. Cheers, everybody. Cheers.
Cheers. Mm. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. Never had turkey neck soup. Have you guys had turkey neck soup?
I don't know if they called it that. I'm sure there was some neck in there.
I bet it's salty.
Yeah. I thought the same thing.
Just a lot of salt water.
Uh-huh. Because I bet the neck is pretty salty. Mm. Just saying. I don't know. But
there's definitely folds of skin.
Ooh.
Well, there's a delightful concept at 6:04. Yeah. Folds of skin.
Like every day. Stop. Every day we pick up the 3-year-olds from daycare or school, and there's a kind of a longer way to drive through the neighborhood, and he always wants to go that way to look for turkeys.
Oh.
So really? we do that. Yeah, I've been looking at a lot of turkey neck lately because, man, they are traveling.
They're in everywhere. Groups.
I saw a Tom. He was pecking at someone's car because he saw his reflection. Because he was all plumed up. He had his whole, you know, peacocking, basically. Come on, ladies. I'm looking for sweet honeys. And he saw this other one, like, right there. But it was him in the reflection of a black car.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I mean, he was, like, violently pecking at himself for his reflection.
Oh.
Yeah.
Poor little guy.
That neck was a blah, 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 wobbling around. And, ooh.
Oh, yeah. Girl, he wanted some hot loving.
Yeah, well, he wanted that other Tom to back off.
Oh, back you know? Off, yo. Oh, yeah okay.
Those sweet honeys are mine.
How do you file that on an insurance claim?
On the side of your car.
Horny, aggressive
horny
turkey.
Aggressive turkey.
Yeah. Turkey in heat. Yeah. Right, I dare you to write that down to State Farm.
A Randy turkey.
I got him, don't worry.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Oof. You're welcome.
And there's always one that's like shunned by the community. He's always like 100 yards back or in front of them.
You can identify them by the bright red A on their forehead.
Yeah, right. I mean, that one must have done something. You're right. Because it's always by itself. and just kind of like, yeah, just lonely and, you know, doing along.
Well, that's very sad.
Every year I notice it. Yeah, it is.
Well, that's the horny thing. That's the turkey that lost the horny fight.
I guess, yeah.
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 That's like, true.
Well, we can't kick you out,
He's
Gary,
the sensitive
but,
one.
You know.
Yeah.
You can go in the back.
Yeah, you stay back there.
You can't stay here, Gary. You can't stay here.
You guys, we're getting another storm.
No. Holly! Holly!
Wait, what?
Yeah.
I feel like you're the ghost of, like, you're the, what was the scary ghost in Christmas Carol? The ghost of Christmas future.
Yeah.
You're the ghost of Christmas weather future.
It's reality, man.
I know.
Wait. Hold up now.
Hold up.
Storm can mean a lot of things, okay? So what are we talking here?
4 to 9 inches?
What? Oh, gosh.
When?
No. Oh, what? Holly.
What? She did it again. We were having fun talking about turkey sex.
Horny turkeys. And the one that's left out, yo.
I'm just hoping that Gary the left out horny turkey finds a place to sleep.
Oh, yeah. His nest must be, yeah, around the corner in the other cul-de-sac.
Okay, tell us.
1 to 4 inches, most likely in the Twin Cities.
Wait, now, snow, rain?
All of it.
What?
All of it, starting today. It's going to be...
Starting today?
Yeah, this afternoon. Going to get a little snowy, going to get a little rainy. And then it's going to be off and on throughout all Friday, and then Friday night is when we're going to get that 1 to 4 inches.
Oh,
but this National Weather Service map I'm looking at says 4 to 9.
Oh,
well.
Emergency snow parking just ended in Minneapolis and St. Paul yesterday.
Oh, it's reinstated. Don't worry.
Sorry, everybody.
We're coming back. The cream wasn't strong enough.
The what?
The cream wasn't strong enough. It's another outbreak's time.
Oh.
Of the weather.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
I'm glad I'm out of here. I'm leaving this weekend, so I don't have to worry about it.
See you later.
See you later.
Next Tuesday.
48 on Sunday, though. There's my silver lining for
you. Oh, perfect. I'll be back on Sunday. That's perfect.
Yeah, I'm not totally lifting my leg and telling you it's raining.
No.
I mean, but it is going to be raining. So
I was going to say,
that is actually what I'm doing.
Yeah. Okay. I'm just, my flight's at 12:45. I'll be out of here before it falls.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
You're going to be just fine.
Yep.
Oh.
I'm like the genie in Aladdin.
Yeah.
That's right. I am out of here. Oh, well, thanks for that, Holly.
Oh,
that's wonderful.
Just, you know, informing. Wow. Informing. When you're informed, you're empowered. And then you can scream in your car alone.
Oh my gosh! Yeah.
Well, so we can't.
Keep your gear, keep your coats, keep your all the accessories. Keep it.
Oh my
ready.
God! Can I tell
Don't put it away yet.
How much my closet stinks?
Oh,
what?
My coat closet.
Oh,
stinks to high heaven because we've been wearing our damn winter coats for 6 months, and it smells like salt, sweat. And reinstated poop that I fell into in the North Loop back in February.
I don't know what you're talking about there.
No, not at all. I just smell. Tears. I just stink. And then with this snow, it's like, well, hell, it's just still going to keep stinking.
Well, those poopsicles are, you know, de-thawing.
Yeah, but these poopsicles aren't even going to freeze anymore. Now they're just going to become sludge.
That's what I'm saying.
It's not going to be a chocolate shake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, get a little Febreze or something up in there.
Don't worry. We're all stinky.
Okay, thank you.
It doesn't matter.
Thank you.
You know, what is this? What is it? What is time? What is light? Like, what is happening?
I put on deodorant today.
Yeah.
What
you know
is
what?
This?
We woke up alive.
Yep.
Yeah.
We all stink.
We have some deodorant on. Like, that'll do.
Yep. But
we
eventually
take a shower
we'll
once in a while. Yeah. You know?
Eventually, we'll all stink.
Oh.
Stink, 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 stink.
That's what the children sing when I walk when I walk by the kinder care fence and I just stare at them. I know, children, I know. I've been read by 4-year-olds.
Oh, it's all right, Holly.
Okay. Oh, get used to it, man. They can give that side eye that just cuts right into your soul and your heart.
The kids?
Oh, yeah. Especially if it's your own.
Oh, I'm going to add that to the list of reasons.
Man.
Yeah.
Where's my list?
Yeah. You can say anything to me now, and it will never be as crushing as just a look sometimes from my kid or a comment.
Bet. Oh, Lord. Well, when we come back.
Anyway,
Mr. Lincoln, Mrs. Lincoln, how was the play?
I love him so much, and I get so much cute aggression. It's like, yeah. I can't quit you, kid.
Holly has a question. Well, you know what? We're going to put Holly in timeout for a little bit. She just, you know, weather peed on us, so we're going to...
It's understood.
Do you like meatballs? Of course you do. Alexis is going to tell you about a meatball that we all should love. And a little bit later, when Holly comes out of the corner, she would like to ask you to a new dinner. That and more when we continue.
Yes.
And
someday.
Now it's time for one of the dumbest answers in game show history.
Gentlemen, other than popcorn, what is your favorite thing to nibble on at the movies? Steve?
Ooh, I'm going to get shot. Her boobs. I don't know if you...
This has been the dumbest answers in game show history. Back to you, Jason.
Boob nibbling.
Good answer.
Good answer.
I thought there were snow caps.
Jason and Alexis in the morning. Thanks for being here, everyone. Hope you're having a good day. It's Thursday, March 30th, 2023.
Yeah.
We love our meatballs. Whether you're at Cassetta's, you're at Olive Garden, your Aunt Pat's. My Aunt Pat makes really good meatballs. My mother-in-law makes some good meatballs. Oh, but this is a story about...
meatballs, same.
What's
my mom's meatballs, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Okay. But this isn't your mom's meatballs.
Mom's meatballs. No, no. This is a very unique one. You guys, how do we feel about lab-grown meat?
I don't know. I guess it's better than the alternative. I need more studies.
Because
my luck,
yeah.
What's the long-term health effects of lab-grown meat? We don't know that.
Right,
That's what scares me, yeah.
Well, there's a bunch of companies that are making this meat, and one of them, Vox, V-O-X, from Australia, they have presented a giant meatball that is made with woolly mammoth DNA. And they presented it to a science museum in Amsterdam.
No.
Woolly mammoth meatball, everybody?
They presented it to eat, or they presented it just because they could make it?
Great question. No, this was designed just to show, not for consumption. They wanted to show, look, we made this, and this is the future. Cell-based and cultivated meats. So what they do is they combine cells and micronutrients to form muscle, fat, connective tissue. And what they did in this particular meatball is that they found remains, you know, like the woolly mammoth that's just like frozen in the Arctic permafrost. They take a little bit of that, like the genetic information, and they fill it in with its closest living relative, which is the African elephant. So you're actually eating woolly mammoth African elephant cells.
There isn't one thing that you just said that sounds appealing to me.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Holly.
No, it's made in a petri dish, you know, no, and then grown. No, maybe no. This is they're thinking, okay, this is going to start this conversation about the possibility we can make it more nutritious, more sustainable, more affordable.
But does it need to be mammoth and elephant?
Touche.
Does yes. it need to be mammoth and elephant?
Yeah.
Look, I've had a gas station hot dog before, so I've had some things.
There's been some science involved in that mixture.
Yes, lots of foods that we all have consumed have been created through science.
Yeah.
I don't know if I need this meatball.
Minus the mammoth, minus the elephant.
There are plenty of other animals currently still existing on Earth.
Yeah, take some of their cells.
That could make a decent meatball. And you're going to bring the mammoth back just to...
Well, it's just the cells that they've taken.
I know, but you know what I mean. You're going to do this just to make an accessory to some ravioli? You know?
Yeah.
No.
I mean, I got to say, it looks like just, you know, like kind of a good meatball. It's a big one.
Well, it's a mammoth. It should be.
Yeah, hi.
it made sense. Mammoth gets a big old meatball.
Mammoths were mammoths.
That's right.
Yeah. It's something straight out of Jurassic Park. This is 5,000-year-old meat, maybe.
Mr. DNA.
Yeah.
Yep. No,
so, yeah,
I'll
you know,
pass.
We could talk about that around the water cooler today.
Yeah. Speaking of meats.
Yeah.
I had this on the sheet yesterday. It's a quick ab fab. I had dinner. This is perfect, actually. It leads right into the meats.
Yeah.
You know, there's the old Butcher and the Boar.
Yeah.
And then that closed. And then the Butcher and Boar reopened recently in the North Loop. And then the building that did house the Butcher and the Boar is now Butcher's Tail. You follow me, everybody?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. Butcher's Tail opened like a year and a half, 2 years ago. And then now, like I said, the Butcher and the Boar has reopened under new ownership in a new building in the North Loop. I went to the Butcher and the new Butcher and the Boar on Saturday. A little disappointed.
Ooh.
Little disappointed.
Ooh.
Wasn't great. Ooh. But I've been to
and were you eating the meatballs or
yeah.
No, I had a pork chop that was now, let me be very fair. You never really judge a restaurant in its first like 6-7 months. And they were very gracious and offered to have us back and all that stuff. But I say that because I'm looking forward to obviously giving them another try because, hello, the folks that run it, they're good people. But
did you send it back?
We just let them know because they asked, you know, at the end of the meal. They were great. And we were honest with them. We were just like, you know what? Everything was kind of, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
But to turn a negative into a positive, I have now had my second meal at Butcher's Tail.
Okay.
Right on Washington. With that great patio, Lex, you and I have been out there, the great beer garden.
Yes.
By the Lunds, right there on Hennepin. Colin said, and I agree, one of the best meals I've had in a couple years.
Ooh, what'd you eat?
In Minneapolis. The Wagyu ribeye, the Wagyu steak, we had a ribeye, we had the mac and cheese, we had some oysters that we just ordered, and then we had the pork chop. We had a big party with us. It was, I'm not joking, one of the best meals I've had in a very long time around here. I mean, you know, not counting traveling.
The Colin space looks loved really it. Cool.
Oh, it's great. They did. I mean, they kept the essence of the old Butcher and the Boar. They kept staff, some of the recipes, but we had a pork chop that blew us away. I mean, just blew us away. So I'm looking forward to, it's a tale of two butchers, basically.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward to giving the new Butcher and Boar another try. Because it was disappointing, but I've now had two experiences at Butcher's Tail on Hennepin that knocked my granny panties right off. My granny panties fell to the floor.
Nice.
Yeah.
Ooh,
so
and
good.
It's Tail, Tale. I'm putting a link up on our show page right now.
So if you need a place this weekend, just wanted to throw that out there. A little ab fab. So meat sweats. Not they didn't have mammoth meatballs though. So just FYI, I want to let you know about that. Hey, we have a great prize to give away when we come back, so get ready. And also, a new dinner. Would you go? Holly wants to talk about that and ask you when we return.
Ooh, everything storm damage. Yeah, JTR Roofing, they can help. It's so great. They can, of course, install a new roof. Any storm damage that you may have, they can also do all of the assessments. And they work with insurance, so they just kind of take care of it all. Now, of course, roofing is in the name, but they provide so many other exterior services like siding, soffits and fascia, gutters, windows, or decks. They want to help you and make sure that everything's up to par here. And that's what's so great about working with someone or team like JTR Roofing, because they can help. You just mentioned MyTalk and you can save up to $1,000 on roofing, siding, or gutters. And they proudly serve the Twin Cities area as well as Western Wisconsin. All you need to do is give them a call, 651-777-7394, or head to JTRRoofingInc.com, and you can have someone come out and see how they can help you with your exterior.
Programming note, tomorrow Alexis is taking the day off to make some mammoth meatballs.
Yep.
So she's back. Tomorrow, filling in for Alexis, is the return of Colleen Lindstrom.
What?
Yay!
I know, Oprah. I know.
I was so excited she could do it.
I know.
It'll be so much fun.
We'll catch up with her, and we're going to have a great time. So it's the return of Colleen.
What?
I know, Oprah. I know. Yes. I know. I know. We feel the same way.
Oh.
That's tomorrow. So put that on your calendar. Set your radio DVR, whatever you got to do. Put the kids in a kennel or something, and listen to us tomorrow.
Yeah.
There we go. And enjoy making your mammoth meatballs tomorrow.
Thank you. Yeah. You're welcome. It's going to be quite a journey.
Mm-hmm. Holly has a question for everyone. Mm-hmm. Holly?
Jason, Alexis.
Yes.
Everybody. Would you go to a naked dinner party?
Where's Kenny when you need him?
I don't know. Kenny, are you there? No, I think Kenny went.
Kenny wanted nothing to do with this.
He might do it, though.
That's why I was, yeah. Anyway,
oh, okay.
Would you go, Lex?
I guess it depends on who else is there. Like, will I see these people ever again? Are we talking friends and family? Is it... Are the lights on?
The lights are on, Alexis.
Okay, so this is not totally in the dark. I don't know. I think I would just be very... I would just be too distracted. I'd be in my head about my own body. I'd be looking at other people's body. Eye contact would be an issue. I just think clothes just add an extra, just a protection of... so you can feel comfortable to, actually have great conversations and eat and not feel cold or worry, did you put a towel down? I just think there'd be so many questions about body smells and looks, and so I guess I'm saying no. That's what I'm saying.
No, really?
Right now.
I just being clear. I thought you were leaning toward yes after that list.
Right, yeah.
Jason, what about you?
Oh, I'm a hell no. I am a absolute no. I don't like being nude by myself, you know what I mean? Debbie Allen one time said that you should look at yourself, stand in the mirror naked every day for just a couple seconds and look at yourself.
Yeah,
she said that one time.
You don't do that.
No,
girl, no. To the nah.
I love being naked in my own house.
Oh, same.
No.
Same.
You do? Both of you?
Oh,
yeah.
I walk around topless a lot.
Yeah.
But I don't, there's something about with the bottoms. I like having a nice, bottom.
Yeah.
Catch the breeze a little bit.
Yeah.
But yeah, I walk around and I have to remind myself, you have neighbors.
Pull the blinds. Yeah.
You have neighbors. But even then, I'm like, I don't care. Those guys next door can, what?
Well, yeah. If I looked like you two, I would too. I'm like gay Shrek. You know, I'm not gonna walk around my condo. I'm not doing that. No.
Not even in front of Colin, huh?
No.
Ew, to the nah. You're not like to the nah nah nah.
You're not. Meanwhile, you know, it's not like a little fun. Like, no. Hey, what's up, honey? Hey.
And Colin,
you dance
is
around
you.
A little bit.
No,
you know?
No, no, no.
You don't
no.
do any of that.
No.
You get your Ferris wheel going.
No helicoptering. Oh.
No.
Yeah.
There's not even a twin engine plane. No.
Oh, dang.
No. But Colin.
He does it.
Colin is you two.
Yeah. Yeah, you're home.
I mean, Colin. Oh, Colin just want. Oh, nude all the time.
Get
yeah.
Nude. Get nude. Please get nude.
Yeah. I mean.
Yeah.
he doesn't care. He does not mind. I'll never forget when we first met. And Lex, you were at this place. Holly, I don't. Yeah, this is Holly. I had not met you yet. I lived in a. Oh, it's still one of my favorite places I've ever lived. I had a condo by the Guthrie, and it was a ground floor, corner place, floor to ceiling windows,
ooh,
giant fish windows, fish. And I think the height was like 20 feet, yeah. 19 feet. I mean, it was giant.
Cool.
It was so, Colin did not like the place. I would buy that if it ever, I would buy that in a millisecond. Anyway, when I first met Colin, he hated the fishbowl because he kept forgetting that he was naked. Naked. He yeah. kept forgetting and would walk around that fishbowl. A quite literal fishbowl.
It is.
There were no, right, Lex?
Yeah.
There were no walls, outward facing walls, facing the Guthrie, facing
that whole corner.
That basically Gold Medal Park.
Mm-hmm.
We were, I mean.
And didn't really even have any like blinds even.
No, at that point, no. They were ordered, and then the guy that I rented it from kept. Go, oh no, they're being ordered. Oh, backlogged. Oh, no, back ordered. Mm. And they're very expensive. I mean, blinds are, God, that's when I learned how expensive blinds are. Good Lord. Anyway.
Especially the amount you needed for that place.
Yeah. Anyway, so Colin would keep forgetting and would be stark buck naked just walking around.
Yeah.
The only time that happened to me, and Lex knows this, you know, they used to do, I think they still do them. They do a Segway tours around the mills, around around West River Parkway.
Oh yeah. They still do them.
Yeah. My bedroom, it's literally Holly. It was sidewalk, 2 inch of grass, and my window. Ooh. And again, I am ground level.
Ooh, very intimate.
And my window went from the floor to the ceiling. I got out of bed one morning after some nookie, and my blinds were, well, I didn't have blinds. My windows were just there. And the Segway tour had stopped in front of my place to look at Gold Medal Park. And I pop out of bed, and there I am in my all my glory in front of the Segway tour.
Oh, the Segway tour!
And they're elevated too because they're all you know, there's one step up. So I mean, they're like, oh, look at that park.
Yeah. Oh, look, there's a monument.
Yeah.
A very small monument.
Oh, no. Is that David?
No. No. Oh God. No, it's little Peter.
That's why I highly recommend living in the woods with one neighbor, guys. Okay.
I know. Seriously. Oh, but yeah. But yeah, Kyle's with
times.
You guys. But I would never go. Holly, I would never. No. Mm. No. No.
You're not going to go to the food dinner experience. This is something that's happening in New York City. By the way, food is spelt F umlaut U D E. It's a naked vegan dinner party with a bunch of strangers that's being facilitated by an artist and a model.
Okay. They are strangers, but.
Yeah. It's supposed to be liberating through plant-based cooking, art, nudity, and self-love.
Okay.
That's great. I mean,
yeah.
If you look like what I'm sure these people are going to look like. Great. Good on ya. I'm jealous.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm jealous.
I wish
I had that confidence. You, Holly?
No, I'm not. Even though I like to be nude in my own abode.
Yeah.
That's fine. I don't want to sit It's not liberating to me. I'm fine with my body. Look, I got cellulite and things and, stuff that
barnacles.
Needs...
Barnacles.
I do. Yeah. Stuff that needs to be looked at.
Yeah, I mean... It's so true. Like, where did this come from?
Holly, things that need to be looked at.
And it's fine, and I'm comfortable with it, but I don't need to get validated by strangers. Yeah. I need to be consulted by a dermatologist.
Yeah.
If you'd like to call now, we'll do it live here on the show if there's a dermatologist.
Yeah.
Look at this.
Yeah.
And the validation, though, we are just hoping that that's what we would get.
Yeah.
It might be like, ooh.
Yeah.
What's that?
You know, for folks who want to experience this, that's fine. But then, you know, imagine, look, this is all soft, artistically curated, candlelight. What happens when you reach for the vegan butter and there's a candle?
Thank you.
Mm.
Yep. And what happens if you... hot grease. You know what I mean? What happens if some hot food or some oil falls on your giblets?
Oh. Yeah. Let alone if you have your own gas going on.
Oh, gosh. Talk about turkey neck soup.
Oof. Oof, yeah.
I'm sorry. I promised myself I wasn't going to do that today. I really did.
Oh, the days. Why?
I really did. I had a pep talk last night. No, Holly? You're not going to make a joke like that tomorrow on the show.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I did. I had self-talk.
Oh, keep them coming, girl.
Okay. Well,
are you kidding me? Lex would like just the whole show.
Yeah. Anyway, so, you know, this woman wants to make these new dining experiences into an actual business. So go forth and... enjoy.
Do it.
Yeah,
do
it. You. Yeah. Hey, if you're good with that and you're around other people good with that, that's great.
Yeah. Yep.
Uh-oh.
I know what this music means. Well, it means first, Lex is very happy. It means Holly's dancing. And it means we have a prize to give away. Right, Holly?
Yeah, we got a pair of tickets to see Boyz II Men and Chaka Khan at the Minnesota State Fair Grandstand Sunday, August 27th at 7 p.m. 651-641-1071. Seventh caller is winning a pair of tickets to go and see Boyz II Men and Chaka Khan at the Minnesota State Fair Grandstand Sunday, August 27th. By the way, your prize includes two admissions to the State Fair.
Woohoo!
Call now. Time Life operators are standing by. When we come back, one school in Wisconsin is banning Dolly Parton. What? We'll talk about that when we come back.
Hey, friends. Alexis here for Rebath. Oh, my gosh. Our bathroom is looking extra, extra, extra delicious. We finally painted the walls, and when I say we, I mean my husband, and it just gives it this beautiful, moody feeling, and it really lets the DuraBath product that we picked for our countertops and for inside the shower just really pop. Oh, the little sparkles, a little flex in there. That was really a fun process, having Rebath come to our home. She brought, Julie, our designer, brought just the hundreds of options that you have available to you with their products. And then, of course, you know, getting the installation, which took 5 days, and we had a complete regut. So if you are looking at your bathroom and going, we need a change, have Rebath come out. You can sign up at Rebath.com, having them come out, letting them show you what they can do. It's free. Rebath.com, or check out their showroom in Apple Valley on Galaxy Avenue.
And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor from like the 70s or 80s.
When autumn comes on Sunday evenings, give me one last treat before I start a new week. Gonna catch the action and a movie too, and get a front row seat. Ripley's Mysteries will be shared.
Love it. Just you and me. You'll love it on ABC. You'll love it.
Da, da, da.
This
This has been a Jason and Alexis classic commercial. We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
Again, our favorite part of that 1985 fall promotion for the ABC network is Richard Dean Anderson's gloriously enthusiastic, "You'll love it."
I have to be here. Ugh.
I love it. ABC is making me say this, even though Randy Newman wrote a song about my show, MacGyver. Oh, a little Ripley's Believe It or Not in there. Oh,
you'll love those, it.
You'll love it. Yeah, you'll love it, Richard. That's right. You'll love it.
Oh, is
thanks
there
for being
like that these days. Why did they let that go or come up with
they're
something
expensive.
New?
I know. They're so expensive to do, but
yeah.
Oh, they were fun. They're so fun.
We don't have patience, maybe, as consumers anymore. It's like, just get right to it.
Get right to it. They could put it online, but still, I just, So here's something I never thought I would say. Dolly Parton has been banned.
What? Where? Huh? Tell us more.
It took us 5 seconds to process.
Yeah, why? She's so just loving and talented and giving and awesome.
Yeah. Well, this is in Waukesha County. Hope I'm pronouncing that right.
Waukesha? Maybe?
This is in Wisconsin.
Waukesha. Waukesha? Okay. Waukesha County. Higher Elementary. That's the school. There's a first grade class getting ready for their spring concert. And the theme of this concert was world unity and peace. Aww. So they were going to do It's a Small World, sung in Spanish, Here Comes the Sun by the Beatles. And they are also set to perform Rainbowland, which is a duet with Dolly and Miley. And the lyrics advocate for inclusion. But the teacher was told that she would not be able to perform the song because the district said, quote, the lyrics could be deemed controversial.
Wow. I'm not familiar with this song.
It's, trust me when I say it is not controversial. Trust me when I say it is because the word rainbow is in it.
Is that why?
And it is talking about loving everybody. And parents, a parent complained, and that's what happened.
Well, we have a little bit of the song.
Yes, please, let's listen.
Let's listen.
That's so cute.
Yeah.
Absolutely see a first grade class singing that.
Yep. Make no mistake. And you can't tell me any different. This is because it's basically talking about accepting everybody, including folks that are like me.
Yeah.
And that's just truly what it is. Yeah. Don't BS me. Don't try to spin it. That's what it is. Mm-hmm. And what galls me right now is, you know, we have kids getting killed going to school, but we're worried about drag queens and Dolly Parton and songs about rainbows. That's what we're damn worried about right now. It doesn't make a bit of sense to me. Just doesn't make any sense to me. Living in rainbow land, the skies are blue and things are grand. Wouldn't it be nice to live in paradise where we're free to be exactly who we are? Let's all dig down deep inside, brush the judgment and fear aside, make wrong things right, and end the fight. Because I promise ain't nobody gonna win. Come on, living in rainbow land.
Oh.
Where you and I go hand in hand. All the hurt and hate going on here, we are rainbows, me and you. Every color, every hue, let's shine on through. Together we can start living in rainbow land. I don't know, Lex, you're a parent. I don't even need to be a parent, but I don't know one thing that's, it's basically what we say at the end of our show every damn day.
Yes. You be you. Unfortunately, what? Okay, so the messages about rainbows, is that really what we're talking about here?
Because the rainbow flag.
Right, no, I get that, but I'm just saying, it does create like this unsafe culture toward LGBTQ.
That's the plan.
I know that's the plan, and that's what they're doing. It's just, it's so baffling to me that's the line they're drawing from a song about rainbows.
This is the 37,000 feet view as well. Do these councils, you know, these people that sit in basements and these, you know, the Tipper Gore people from the 90s, do they really think by doing this stuff that we are going to disappear? That by magically banning songs like this, that gay folks are going to disappear? You know what I mean?
You know who makes gay folks? The heteros.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
So I don't know what's happening.
It's just ludicrous to me.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many bigger things to be worried about right now.
Yeah.
And we're worried about drag queens and Miley Cyrus.
Yeah.
Our eye is off the ball there, kids. Our eye is off the ball. Really. You shouldn't be worried about Dolly Parton. You know what I mean?
And then it just keeps people feuding, you know, with these smaller things that really don't matter.
Well, and this is all designed.
It is.
This is all designed to make us adversaries.
Keep everyone outraged.
Yes, absolutely.
Yep. And then, you know, we're going to lean in. You know, we're going to have rainbow flags everywhere, you know.
Because it's a dangerous message for people where you and I go hand in hand in rainbow land.
Right.
That, you know?
That would be
dangerous.
The worst thing for them to have happen.
Right.
They want conflict.
Yeah.
And we're falling for it every time.
Yep. We sure are. But not in the second hour. No, no.
No.
No. When we come back, Alexis has a cat story that I sure hope gets better, plus the Mandalorian, 5-second showdown, and more. Stay with us.